Blog Talk Radio.
Because of the lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again, give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Shalom, Aki, on with us.
Yeah, Aki, you know I'm here. I'm excited today because we're gonna travel today, Brother Drew.
All right.
And we're gonna hold court. See, we're gonna hold court, and we're gonna be some travelers, and we're gonna define a word that everybody is scared of, and that word is H-E-L-L. So what we asked ourselves another question, Brother Drew, we say, who, what, when, how, why, and where did this word called H-E-L-L come from? We need to know the history on this word. So the only way that we can learn the history on this word is that we have got to go be great historians and go back and trace the history of hell. Now, when we go back and trace the history of hell, we will find that, first of all, hell is a god, an old Germanic Icelander god, the daughter of Loki and the giantess Angrboda. I said the giantess Angrboda. This is what they're telling you in the sixth chapter of Genesis about when the gods and came to the earth and they mixed their seeds and the children became giants. You get an over understanding when you go look up the word hell and see, using etymology to see where did this word come from, who used it, what is it. And we found out that it's a god. And so this is a god. This god here, she is the queen of the underworld and also known as H-E-L. And she takes command of all who die except for the heroes slain in battle who ascend to Valhalla. Now, this is very interesting, Drew. She is depicted, meaning when they made the statue of her, as half black and half white. I found that amazing. Now, we go and look up the word H-E-L-L, Helena, and Drew. Guess what we're going to find, Drew? Well, let's get hip. The land and the people of Hela. Oh, that's something that we didn't know nothing about, that it was some people that lived in the land of Hell, called themselves Hellions, and their god was named Hell. That's amazing. That is amazing. The ancient people whom we call Greeks call themselves Hellion and their land Hellions. Now, we're going to find out who changed their name. See, somebody changed these people's names, Drew, from Hellions to Greeks. And we're going to find out who changed their name when we get down a little further in history. And when we get down a little further in history, we'll understand the 16th chapter about when Jesus cursed a certain Jew. You remember I told you, I thank the Jews for giving me history and giving me knowledge, but I also knew the one that was cursed and the one that brought the curse about and taught the wrong language to the Gentiles. I know which one of those Jews also, because you got history and you comes up in history. If you don't come up in history as a Jew at first, you'll but come up in history as a Hebrew I-E-W-E. And we'll get back to that in a few. But before we go into the knowledge and the history of the hell people, we need to know a little about the landscape and where they home, where they say they home was. See, only Greek proper and the islands of the adopted seas, but also the Hellenic cities in Asia Minor, in southern Italy, Sicily. Big settlements were scattered up and down the Mediterranean and along the shores of the Hellespont and the E-U-X-I-N-E. I did that because my sister said when I didn't know how to pronounce the word, spell it. So I spelled it for you, sis. Yet Greek proper was the real homeland of the Hellenes and the actual center of Greek life and culture. Therefore, it would be necessary for us to gain at least some slight knowledge of the division and physical features of this country before passing to the history of the people themselves, where all of these lands, this was called hell. This was the land of hell. All of these countries here that has gotten their name rechanged, this was the land of the hell. Now, these people, these ancient people have some ancestors, so we had to follow and see where their ancestors are in today's society, and we definitely going to do that. We're going to know where is hell, and the strange thing about it, you didn't know that you were living in hell. But before the day's gone, you're going to know that you live in hell. The Hellenes, the historian inhabitants of the land we have described was called the Roman Greeks. But as we have described was called by the Roman Greek, but as we have already learned, they called themselves Hellenes from their same ancestors, Hellen. They was divided into four families of tribes, the Attilians, the Ionians, the Dorian, and the Aeolian. The Attilian was represented by the Greek legend as being the dominant race of the Roman in prehistoric time. Now, what we are talking about here is ancient, heathen, barbarian history. This is what we're talking about. This is what was called white magic. When we get into when they became the Druids, this is what called white magic. And when I told me and Cole a long time ago when we were teaching, I would always tell Cole that one thing I know about white magic, and don't too many people teach white magic, but we teach white magic, and Cole is an expert that teaches white magic. And right now, black magic used to rule the world, but old white magic got black magic's ass in a spell as we speak right now, because right now, black magic is bound down to old white magic up on the Hellenism system coming from hell. Now, when we trace this history of these people, when they died, as they became the Iliads, and we trace their history and run them right on up, and we'll run them up to ancient Greek culture's idea, the adoption, the definition of Hellenism is ancient Greek culture ideas, the adoption or imitation of Greek language, the custom. Now, here's the kicker right here in the history. Especially, this coming out of the Random House Etymology Dictionary, especially a Jew who, after the capture of Jerusalem in 586 B.C., came under Greek influence. By the time of Alexander the Great, death in 323 B.C., the Jews had modified the ancient Greek characters, and Alexander proclaimed that the Greek Jews were the smartest people in the world, and their school of thoughts would rule for 2,000 years under the sign of the eagle. Let me read it again. This school of thought would rule the world for 2,000 years under the sign of the eagle. The world that prophecy of Alexandria has happened in 2013. And it, when it came to the West, May the 1st, 1776, it came to the West. And where you see the eagle, you see Hellenism society, the one that the original Jews told you was the devil and the devil's teaching. These are the Jews that are in Jesus' time, he called the Sadducees and Pharisees, were teaching a lie mixed with truth, that the only way someone believes a lie, truth has to be mixed with it. Jesus talking to the Jews that had him killed after Jesus accused them of making the people pay tithes. I don't think you heard me, Brother Drew. Jesus accused these priesthood of paying tithes three times a year. And when the poor folks was the Ebonites, the Nazarenes, the Sabinas. The Sabinas was, John the Baptist was a Sabina. The Essenes was starving to death in the ghetto, which was called Courtland. That's what they called where the Jews lived, the ghetto, at that day and time when these two priests was in there. Their families was living like Roman royalty. Luke 8 chapter and 41 say, you do the deeds of your father. Then say, try to him, all this is wrote in the red, we be not born of fornication, we have one father, even Yah. Because I'm putting it back into the ancient. Now, we got a period there, we're going to stop. The Jews told Jesus that they had the same father he had. Now, let's listen to what Jesus said to them. If ye were you father, ye would love me, for I proceed forth and came from Yah, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why don't ye not understand my speech? He asked the question. Even because ye cannot hear my words. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your fathers ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. Let's stop right there, Brother Drew. Now,
all right.
The beginning of this goes all the way back to when the Hebrew Jew took over in Alexander's time. This Jew had went through history teaching falsehood to the Gentiles. These Sadducees and Pharisees, Paul picked up and denounced you, the Paulinian Christian. Paul was a Sadducee. So this teaching of Gnosticism, the incorrect teaching of the original teaching of Abraham, was not taught by these Jews that was up here. They are called Messianic Jews. They taught what the Christians took up in Hellenism system up under three different doctrines that Jesus cursed. And you can see that. But see, he said he was a murderer from the beginning. Well, the beginning, Brother Jew, would go back to the great, 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 great five generation. Five generations, it would go back five generations to the great, 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 great grandparents. And if now see right there, Brother Drew, let me know one thing. Jesus was not white. Jesus had to be a nigger. because you know if somebody would look somebody in the eye like Jesus looked them two priests in the eye and said that about their great-great-great-great-grandmother, that they was a liar and a murderer and a thief from the beginning, well, that's playing the dozens.
Right.
And see, white folks don't play the dozen. See, I ain't never heard white folks play the dozen, and I've been around and played. But I know this. My mama taught me how to play the dozens. Well, she told me it wasn't a dozen, it was 11s and a half, and she would tell you how many babies that your mama done had, and I'm going to leave that alone because she taught me how to play the dozens. So I know that when Jesus said that, I mean, he had to be black. And then he turned around and he said, abide not in the truth, but there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it, meaning the Jews was trying to say that the teaching of Yah and the ways of Yah was theology. And the ways of Yah was totally different from priesthood teaching of theology. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not, which of you convert me to sin? Jesus asked him a damn question. And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of Yah's heart, Yah's word, ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not with Yah, meaning these teachings was not that of Yah's school of thoughts that that theology teaches. When we read what Jesus said about these Jews, we know one thing. Jesus was a black Jew. He wasn't a white one. And his teaching wasn't revised and put in a version. You ought to know he was a nigger like you and not a white, because white people don't play no damn dozens. And Jesus talked about these great-great-granddaddies, called them liars, talked about what they were teaching Yahweh and making into people paid tithes who were starving to death three times a year. Now, our question is, do we see that same hellism teaching in today's society of Christianity? Only thing that's different is you don't pay tithes three times a year, you pay it 52 times, because if you go to church every week, it's 52 weeks in a year. And preacher going to ask you for tithes every time you come to church, what you made that week. So right now, the old priesthood done went up into tithing the people 52 times, but back it started off as three times back in Jesus. See, Jesus cursed them back in that day, and we can see how it done elevated from, went from 3 to 52. That's a hell of a jump, ain't it? on paying your tithes, see. And so when we look at this, we can see where we find hellism. Now, the next thing that we need to go into is, what was the custom, what was the belief of the people of hellism? What was their religion? What sort, what did they believe in? And how did their religion get changed? And what happened in the present-day religion? Now, what we are sitting to go into is the last great empire of hell and the Ancient of Days of the Hellion nation of people. This is your trial date. This is your last story of the people of Hellions and the history of the people who conquered them and gave them their school of thoughts that you can see in the system under the sign of the eagle, the eye, the pyramid, as their great seal, of the last ancient of the Hellenian race of people, the seventh great empire, is called America. That's where the people of Hell reside. This is why you believe in Hell. This is why your whole school of thoughts, your whole religion is based upon Hellenism of the ancient Druids, of the ancient Mithraism, of the ancestors of these people. And these was not your people if you are people of color. I don't give a damn what color you are, brown, red, blue, black, charcoal, teasing paper sack tan. If you got melanin in your body, these people are your enemy. You want to have the victory? As we heard the young lady saying about, the definition of victory means to conquer your enemy in a battle. In order for you to get ahead, you have to conquer your enemy in your battle, meaning that you have got to stop being in his ways. It is so designed, Brother Drew, that you can come out of his ways and he won't bother you. In today's society, now, once upon a time, you couldn't come out of his ways. You had to do exactly what you said, but the Father promised you that if you came totally out of his ways, he promised you and Abraham's seed, the people that's Abraham's seed. Now, don't get me wrong, Brother Drew. I'm not the seed of Abraham that came from the east to the west. I'm the Western Hemisphere Yah man talking about telling the people that came from the east to the west the history that the oppressor, the Hellions, didn't tell them, because I don't care what Bible of anti-black nation of people that you go in, Brother Drew, will tell you that the white man is the devil. He is the tyrant of Lucifer. If I go in the Torah, the Tanakh, I'm going to find that. The tribes of Magog, they said it. If I go in the Quran, they said it. If I go in any of the religion, if I go in some of what they call heathen pagan religion, and you got to wonder, because when we go in the dictionary and look up the word heathen, barbarian, and pagan, it says Germanic race of people. It does not say a spook race of people. It said white folks was barbarians. But if they got you conquered, they made you think that they was who they were through conquering you and genocizing you, especially this person that looked you in the face and called himself an African-American. Any person of color that you find, Brother Drew, if he come up to you and you asked him what his name is and he got a black face, and he tell you a European name, and see, I know when I come up to Brother Drew, he ain't going to tell me no European name. And when Brother Drew come up to me, I ain't going to tell you no European name. Because if anybody that has a face that has melanin in them call them, tell you that they are Europeano, that is a zip goddamn fool that has been cable-toed, hoodwinked, and everything else, and completely genocized, and ain't going to come out of nothing. He's out stuck. Ain't no hope. And so that I know that for a fact. But the people that has a curiosity and has an open mind and want to know the truth listen to the truth. They will listen to dialogue. They will go research history, and researching history is very unique in today's society than when I was researching history. I had to pay and buy a whole lot of damn books where you cats all, you got Speedy Gonzales on with technology now. So each generation, it gets more available to you if you want it. But you ain't got that many people that gonna want it, because to want it, you have to unite. I mean, you got things and events that happen in your lifetime. History gives you, it reoccurs or show you what you should have done. If you, if all the African Americans would have united with Elijah Muhammad, you would be one of the strongest nations of people in the world. His son, Wadin, took the nation down, but his daddy clearly told him in 1955, I got the tape, Brother Drew, not to go in the ways of a Sunni Muslim. It reminds, a Sunni Muslim reminds him of a Sunni dog. And all of us that know about breeding dogs, the Sunni dog is a dog that got every damn breed in the community in him. He's a straight. He's a Sunni, just like he ain't no pure. He's a Mongol. He got 10 or 15 different breeds of dogs in him. And he always was a trifling lazy dog. Couldn't get a Sunni to do nothing. Like Elijah Muhammad said, sit up under the house and eat, and 1 o'clock in the morning, he started howling, creating, and all the dogs in the community started howling. That's what he said that a Sunni Muslim said. So you see, the fall of the Nation of Islam was his son, but his father told him not to do it, and you can see right there what happened to a disobedient son. Because if you go and pull up the stats from 1972 to 1974, or what the Nation of Islam had accumulated, how much they had made that year, and they assessed, you would be shocked like hell of what they owned and what their assets were and what they was planning on buying the next year. They had all of that on 1974 Savior's Day. Go get their tape. You get all the stats right there of what them people had accumulated. That was a mass exodus of the people, of the chosen people of the Father, coming out of Christianity, out of Hellenism. They came out of hell. Because, see, if you're in the Christian church, and Christianity is the religion of the people of hell, it's Hellenism. It's based on three different concepts. And if you are people of color and you stay with this Hellenism shouting and going to hell, the book clearly tells you your butt going down with them. He's keep the Father getting ready to kill all of you. We know it ain't going to be no great harvest of the mind. So you got to realize that you are mine, baby. You ain't the body. I know you think that you the body because you stay in the mirror, Brother Drew, looking at your dirt. That's what my daddy used to tell me. See, he'd be looking at your dirt, nigga. He'd say, boy, how long you been in there in the mirror? Daddy would say. He said, hell, you acting like we're looking at your dirt and stuff. You acting like something crazy. And now you say, you ever seen any pretty dirt? I say, no, sir. I say, what you talking about? I say, well, what in the hell you think you made out of? He say, you sitting in there saying, mirror, mirror on the wall, who the fairest of it all? And he say, you didn't mirror that you when you went out the door, that Snow White, nigga, and don't forget it. You bring her. So that's what daddy used to tell me about, looking at your dirt thinking it was the best dirt in the world, and you didn't understand that the Father wasn't interested in your dirt. He was interested in your mind, if you know what I'm talking about. That's what his daddy put it to me. And so it went, that's some deep understanding that you have first got to understand that if a white man taught you and you got a degree from him, you got exoteric knowledge. You don't have esoteric knowledge. It's not your knowledge. It's not the truth. And if you have his way of life of breaking the dietary laws, you can't go nowhere. You've been totally genocided. And if you're black, up until a certain period of time, you take on his ways, you'll become him, you become the beast of the field. That's clearly told you in this book. So when we're looking for these people, the people of Helium, then, well, hell, we done found them. This is, we right here. We thought that we were going to die and go to hell, but you're already living in hell. And all of this, Brother Drew, all of this knowledge was put in codes for a later date for a person to come along. If you did deep studying, then you could understand what the good Jews had said and what the bad Hebrews had said. And you would know the difference between a Jew, a Ayu, a Hebrew, a Yehuda, that came up under Yasharal and Yasharon. You would know the difference in that because the teaching was one. And it ain't the one teaching, and the teaching is common sense and self-explanatory because it deals with the 12 laws of nature. That's the teaching of Yah. It ain't about no God. It ain't about that. Yah is the father. Y-A is the father. Y-A-H is the mother. We ain't no spookism about somebody did this and did that. Your mind lives forever. It travels forever. But your mind, this time, when you come into existence, this time, you don't know if it's going to travel or not. And according to old scrolls, the reason the mind doesn't travel, burns out, is because of the food that you eat. You burn the brain and the mind out, and you burn your tissues out, and you create cancers in your body, and you die before you're 120 years old. Each mind that is created in the correct system should live to be 120 years old. If the mind lives to be 120 years old, then the mind can live to as long as Methuselah's mind. We have records that go to Methuselah, but it was that's where the records stop. There was a new book, your Bible and your Quran tell you that the Quran took you up to a certain part of man's history. The Bible took you up to a certain part of man's history. The Bible, the Quran, both told you that a new book would be wrote on the other side. The other side is in the West. Right now, we are writing the new book because the ancient ways of Yah has been forgotten, but it ain't been lost. Because if it were lost, we damn sure done found it. See, and I know this here. For what is new, Brother Drew, came out of that which is old. And what is old shall replace that which is new. And once again, the Ancient of Days, Ha Abaya, shall rule upon the faces of earth, one language, one belief, like it was before it got changed at Babel when everybody was one, which means united, which you couldn't do anymore. Your problem right now is you can't unite. And when you can't unite, then you got a problem, and you ain't going to unite, and you ain't going to want to know what to do. But what once was old brother, it's told to you that it's coming back. What is old is the teaching of Yah. To tell you in each religious book, you'll find that word one time in the Bible. You'll find it one time in the Quran. You'll find it one time in all your other religious books. You'll find that word only one time. And that one time, Brother Jew, Lucifer is in the Bible one time. Shaitan is in the Quran many, many times, because Shaitan be telling you in the Quran about this Gentile. See, Brother Drew, if we go into the Torah and Tanakh and we go into the Quran, you understand this Gentile a little bit better, why he hates a Muslim and he hates a Jew. Because the Jew book that they believe in and the Quran, both of them books is very distinct, more than any book, about the Gentile race of people. They call them the devil. They say this is the devil's people. What they happened to them in the Caucasus Mountain, and these people came out of the Caucasus, what they did. These two books wrote their history. And see, I can understand now why the Germanic race of people try to kill the hell out of the Jews and kill the hell out of the Muslims. Well, all the way up into 2013, hell, they trying to kill the hell out of the Muslims right now. You see, they hated them because in their book, both of them books, they accused the Gentile race of people as being the devil. They traced their history all the way from when they came out of the Caucasus Mountain 50,000 years ago with Neanderthals. It's two stories there, Brother Drew, and both of them, one of them, what I would say would be mythology, and mythology don't mean that it didn't happen. It means the folklore stories of that nation of people. You had to break down through signs and symbols and numbers and know what the people believed of that certain culture, then you understand what they was talking about, and you flip what they was interpretate what they were saying back off into your conversation piece of the language that you're speaking in, and you can understand the concept of what, when they said God or when they said this, was it a somebody they worship, or this was a deity to remind the people that it was harvest time? Because sometimes the people worship, had a feast day and prayed to a god just because it was feast time, not because the god, that was a reminder that at that period in time of the year, it was time to plant a certain crop. And they had this god as a reminder to when to plant it, that time of the season. They didn't have no writing. They had signs and symbols, and that's when they was nomads and stuff. And so you had to understand, was they worshiping or was this, that, and that, especially in Hinduism, because they got 330,000 different gods, but were they really worshiping it, or was they reminding them of something? Or was it an event, or was this a hero that of their day and time? That's when you're studying. Well, when you're studying and you run across Hellaism, which the religion of Hellaism in today's society is called Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal Paulinian Teaching, upon the three different doctrines of the Apostolic Creed, the Nicene Creed, the Tertullian Creed. That is the teaching of Hellaism. That is the incorrect teaching if you are a person of color. If you are a white person, that is the correct teaching. But if you people of color, that is incorrect people teaching. And our father, Abba Yah, said that if you stayed with this cracker, he was going to kill you, meaning that your mind that he gave you and created you in your image, he would kill it before he would let it rise and come back again. Because once the mind get here, it can't leave, not unless he kill it, when he judges how you dying in your thinking. He told you to come out of here, my people. But as we trace the history of these old ancient of here all the way over here, the main thing was the dietary laws. If you kept a dietary law, the correct dietary law, and didn't eat forbidden foods and didn't eat meat, then your mind would develop. You would have the right mind. You would think right, meaning that all the thoughts of evilness that you have, lust and want, and that these thoughts wouldn't be with you, Brother Drew, if you ate the correct food. This is what these old scrolls are saying, that you would have peace and harmony throughout the world and stuff if this existed, if you ate this diet. See, your food, you eating yourself to death. Hell, your food is killing you. Your ass 150,000 miles a minute. Yeah, that's what done kill me. Shit, it's the food. But as we realize it, we lay a path for the babies that's behind us, meaning the minds that's behind us, that the old minds leave the young minds something behind. Because our mind, we don't know where it's going, Brother Drew, but when my mind leaves here, it's going to be damn sure I'm going to be in love with y'all, and y'all going to be the only father I'm loving, because that's what's his, according to the old scrolls, that's the way you're supposed to do it, so I'm going to do it like that. I don't love nobody but y'all. Hell with anybody else, you know, and if you can't understand that, then I don't need you in the first place, and I don't even need you with whatever. I mean, we can be friends, whatever, but you ain't going to get me to go against y'all this time. I mean, that's the way I think, because my mind elevated to that level, and I don't feel like coming back no damn more. So if all y'all want is somebody to love me, then shit, I'm a fool for him, and I know that every damn thing that he has said and taught me, that Big Mama taught me, I know it's the damn truth about love. So I know about love, and then love is when they got ready to translate that word love into languages, especially this language, and that's another thing that we're going to do a lecture on the language, because we got to understand the language of Helium came out of the ancient serpent lodge. This language that we speak came out of the ancient serpent lodge. Who, the wrong teaching, and if you don't want to call your white daddy a devil or Lucifer, well, let's say wrong teaching, and we'll even give him a little more props and say, that made an error that makes you error, and then that makes you an L-O. And so you got all them E-Rolls in that, and L-Rolls and Phalos and Agape and Stogate is love. So when you get the L-Rolls out of there, then you understand what love is, because love was translated out of four different meanings. And then they give you and make one word out of it, make a damn fool out of it. And then you were told, love your enemies, you love yourself. Pray for those that spiteful misuse you, and you believe that shit. I mean, that's a fool. And nothing but a fool would pray for somebody that spiteful misuse you, and you'll go, now, if that ain't a damn fool, that's the biggest fool to ever walk the face of the earth that would do that. I mean, I just can't understand that when you sit down and read what some white man done give you in a Bible and don't let your preacher tell it to you. See, one thing about this teaching, you up on the theology. Theology is not Judaology. It's not the same thing. Theology is the study of Greek gods. Well, Greek gods is the Hellenian people. You are studying, you are worshiping their gods. America is the last great empire. When you worship with the angelic gospel Christian Episcopal churches, under 450 different denominations, you are worshiping with the people of hell. You are worshiping with the hellions in hell, and that's why you've been in hell, because according to hellion teaching, if you was an ex-slave, you were a Peplium or a Helok. Which one are you? Because a plebeian is a Democrat and a Helok is a black Republican. So which one of them blacks is you? Is you a black plebeian? And please go look up them words in the dictionary so you will know what old me talking about. We ethnology speaking, we doing ethnology speaking. Look up them words and see when you running around here hollering, I'm a black Democrat, I'm a black Republican. What do they think of you? Where is your place in a hell society? So if you don't know where hell is, before the day gone, you're going to know. Now, these Yehudas mixed in with the Greeks and called themselves Ayus. See, they didn't, if you go into the 1611 Bible, King James, Jacobite's Bible, and but Tyrone had to work. He said he gonna still tell about the Jacobites, but that's the 1611 King James Jacobite Bible. You won't find no J's in there. You'll find I-E-W. You won't find J-E-W. You won't find no J's in that Bible, period. Because that's wrote in English. It ain't wrote in English, which is Slavic and Teutonic, which is the religion, the language that came out of the ancient serpent lords, the lords of the Ophidites, the serpent worship, which was up under the Greek Jews. Was under Gnostic teaching of salvation after the teaching of Buddha, Vajrayana, under Christ teaching. They also called themselves the Holy Ghost monks. The worst of these sects was the serpent worshippers or the Ophidite lords, O-P-H-I-T-E-S. Look up that. Their language and signs and symbols is what became the national language of the serpent worships and the people who called themselves Americans and their black ass nigga slaves, who was told not to follow their ways at Proverbs 3:31. That's how we know who the Bible is talking about, Virgil. That's how we know, because this is the only language read from left to right. This language that we speak come out of the ancient serpent lords. We've been taught by the good white folks that this is the queen's language. That is a damn lie. It ain't no queen language. Do the study. All you got to do is do the study. And we're going to do a study of that. So we ain't going to be ignorant like the white folks want us to be ignorant. Ain't no ignorant niggas no more. We got some smart niggas here. Shit, we got some ignorant African Americans, but ain't no nigga ignorant no more. So if he is, come on, talk to me, and I'll show you how ignorant I am. Shit. So that's what I know for a fact. And see, when we sit down and understand the history of these people and know where that they have. Now, the Bible, which is wrote, the Torah and Tanakh, which is wrote by the good Jews, they put it now, they eased it in there about these people. They told you. They told you who these people were. They told you who the Gentile was. We go back in the scriptures and have a little conversation, Brother Drew, with their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, Jesus Christ, when the disciples asked him, say, who to go teach to? He said, don't go to no damn Gentile, and don't go to a Samaritan. Well, that day and time, Jesus knew one thing. He knew what a Samaritan was, and he knew what a damn Gentile was, and he knew that that was the evil teacher. He knew that. He knew that. He knew that from Jump Street. He knew that. So when he knew that, he made a statement that's in the Bible, that I don't see no black person can understand what this book is saying. The man say, don't go in the ways of a Samaritan, which would be a Jew, that is a Greek Jew, and the Gentile, that's your white daddy. Because, see, if you say you're African-American, the only way you can be African-American, your daddy got to be a white man, your mama came from Africa. If you say you're African-American, you got a whole bunch of you African-Americans out there. So if you're African, I ain't got no problem with you being African-American either. That's your business. But the truth is just the truth. If you say you're African-American, your dad is a white man. Point blank. You couldn't have become an African-American if your daddy wasn't a white man. Your white daddy didn't let your ass become a black American until 1870, 96 years after he became a white American. And then he put your butt up under the black codes. See? And all of this is told to you. The surface knowledge, we have to understand what the serpent knowledge believe in, the knowledge of the serpent, and how we can find it. We know who the Bible is talking about. They say Yah was a selfish man. This is the teaching of Yah. This is what the serpent worshipers say about Yah. They say Yah was a selfish God. They call Yah God, who wanted you to obey his laws only. Love him and love no one else only. They say that the serpent knowledge, which was given to the man from the father Lucifer, meaning the enlightened one, that man called could eat forbidden foods and enjoy anything he wanted to do. This is what the serpent people taught. And Simon Mingus, who is mentioned in the Acts in your Bible, became baptized by St. Peter and condemned for his opinion the Holy Ghost could be bought with money. That's what Simon Mingus said at that time. The Yah sect, Judah, the Nazarene, the Sabines, the Baptist, John the Baptist was a Sabine, the Essence, the Ebonite, the people of Yah was the poor sect of people. These people that believed in the ways of Yah, these were poor folks. The Sadducees and Pharisees, who had taken the customs and united the pagan customs into Yah's teaching and said it was all right to live under God's name, Grace Law, which was the name of the third attendant of Venus. The name was Aquila, A-Q-I-A-I-A-T-H-A-L-I-A, and E-U-P-H-R-O-S-Y-N-E, if you want to look it up. And look how they was pictured. They was pictured as three nude women that promoted love and harmony among mankind. This is who Grace is and you live under grace from the laws of forbidden foods, and they tell you that you sin. Well, sin is an old moon god, Babylonian, the same as Nana, N-A-N-N-A, in the Sumerian race history, the chief god in Abraham and Muhammad's day. Nahum and Abraham's father was high priest to this god, Sin. How did it come into the present day church teaching? How did sin get into the present day church teaching? Because if you go back and study the Hellenian people and the worship and of sin, and you can go back and get that history of how sin worked. Sin was the moon god that when the moon was full on that Friday night, you could go to the god Sin, you and your wife, if you hadn't had children. That's what they were trying to get Abraham to do. That's what Abraham's brother got him to do. And they would take a honey cake, and in the bottom of the god Sin, they would put this honey cake in there. It tasted bad, according to Abraham. And you and your wife would eat this, and then you would have sex all night, and then she would become pregnant. Well, the old doctors, they had herbs and stuff that they could put. That's how they had birth control also. In those days, it was birth control was done through herbs and through cycles of a woman. So you didn't have birth control pills and that. So this was when they lived up under this god Sin. Abraham went and cut all the gods down and told them to ask the big god. He left the god Sin up because his father and them worshiped that god. And so Abraham was questioned the next day because they found his axe. And this is where the history books read. And Abraham talked shit to him. You know, you could know that Abraham was a black man. Abraham say, well, hell, y'all accusing me. He say, there's 11 heads cut off. There's Sin sitting up there. Ask Sin who cut them 11 heads off. She ought to know. She here. Did she cut them off? Or did she have somebody to cut off? She had to see who cut the other 11 gods' head off, because she was there and she was still there. That's what Abraham told him. Now, you know, that's talking plenty of trash to Nimrod, because Nimrod would kill your butt in a New York second if you sneezed around him, and he didn't like the way you sneezed, and Nimrod would. And so that's when Abraham left his father, because he knew that his father's teaching of sin was wrong. How did this God get into church teaching today? How did this old moon God get in there? You know, you have to understand. And then you have to go back into the books that was taken out of the Bible, like the book of Enoch. In the book of Enoch, the son of a woman would be the Messiah. Not the son of God would be the Messiah, but the son of a woman would be the Messiah. This conflicted with church teaching. They took it out of the Bible and tried to destroy the writings. They also took the book of wisdom out, so you wouldn't know that present-day teaching of the Trinity is Gnostic ideas and teaching, which is Hindu teaching as Buddhism of a Trinity under the name of Christo, Krishna, and Christ. That's, and he became Jesus Krishna, Jesus Krishna, Jesus Christ through those languages when you trace that history. At Revelation 2:16-15, the revelation of St. John was written between 68 and 70 AD after Nero's death and before the destruction of Jerusalem. The one who practiced Yahwehism wrote, hated the doctrine of the Nicolaitan at that time. They call it the doctrine of the Nicolaitan. That Jew had taken up that doctrine of living under grace of forbidden food. They say it was all right, find no sin in Eden with the pagans, celebrated these pagan days, feast days, became known as Paulinian Christian into today's society of Christian. You have three different doctrines, Apostolic Creed, Nicene Creed, Tertullian Creed, called the Angelic Gospel Christian Churches of the West. The Angelic Gospel Christian Church on the West is up under three different teachings. And get this good, all you Christians out there. You're up under the High Church, Low Church, Broad Church. Get your dictionary. Look up word. You got 450 different denominations. But the worst thing in the world that give you away that you're up under a hellism system is your damn calendar. You up under the Babylonian hellism calendar, your language, your religion proves that it came from the Lucifer and his people and his system, and is in control today. Even things Yah say not to do, he say it's all right to do. Your language, only language in the world left, read from left to right with a J in it. The only language. I mean, what more proof, Brother Drew, do you need to understand what teaching is correct and what teaching is wrong? Now, that's the only thing that Yah is asking for right now, and he made it safe for you where white folks won't kill your ass, that for you to accept what is right and what is wrong. And you have to do that through the will of your mind. You have to will yourself to do what you know is right. That's what you have to do. This thing starts, you can't express how much on your diet that if you eat right, you'll think right. You can't think right if you don't eat right. And you had to understand how your body is organized, and you had to know all of this. And so when you understand that where the serpent worships, who speak it, and it's the only damn language we know, although your language is put in the Bible, and you say you believe in the Bible, tell you that you had to go back to the pure language to learn the truth. Your Bible tell you that. Your Bible say you, and the language was put in the Bible, the 119th Psalms. But you had to take the vowels out of there to come to the language of Yah. Well, if you would have did the research, then you would realize that when you were traveling and being taught. I mean, if you want to do what I done, you're welcome to do it. Don't believe a damn thing I say. Because we have been deceived by a deceiver. He took your language and he gave you his and named you him, educated you to be him. So you born black in America, educated to be a black man in America, started at the age of 3 in his present-day school system. 6 years old when I started school. He started programming me at 6. He programmed my babies and Andrew at 3. So you made in America. So you born in America, made in America, for the American white man's use. And in 2013, he done use you up until he done got some new niggas, as he call them, some high yellow niggas that they named Mexican. And you became the nigga who can't. But they still sing the song, Brother Drew, "We Shall Overcome," begging white folks to treat you right. While the Nice Boys and the Mexican take your neighborhood, your shopping centers away, while your prim and properly highly educated house nigga that your first black senators, representatives, leaders, preachers, and president of the United States saying we shall overcome with the NAACP. And my daddy told me that was niggas ain't acting as colored people, because when you were colored people, you didn't have the situation that you got now. Because, baby, I got me some blonde hair on my head. I got my blue contact lens in my eyes. I got my white folks affairs to attend to. But when you were colored people, you had 129 colleges. Your ass got 105 now. You're graduated 4,500 a year from 1870 to 1934. Why is you got 52 colleges closed in today's society? You shouldn't be closing colleges. You should be opening up colleges. Well, I can't understand it. The Mexican and the Nice Boys, that means that the Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Taiwanese and the Burmese that's over here that done mixed into American society and call themselves the American Nice Boys. Well, look what they got. They got your neighborhood. They got your shopping center. And you got to go to them to get your hair so you can look like the freak folks. You know, because they ain't letting no colored folks have no African Americans, I say, no prim and proper African Americans. They not going to let them have any hair stores over here because they control. That's what they call control. How many grocery stores do you have? I just seen 2 weeks ago on the channel 8, they say the Mexicans made $53 billion on food, Mexican food and drinks, Mexican beverages and food. You know, the food and drinks you see in the Mexican section here, they made $50 billion last year, Brother Drew. That's right. That's amazing. Where's the black man's enterprise? You know, you get mad at the Mexicans. The Mexicans, hell, they doing it. And it's a funny thing. See, the Mexicans in the Bible, the Bible say that everything that the Gentile would take away from Issachar, he would take it back. Well, let's look at it. 2013. Everything that the white man, when he came over here, took away from him and punched his and said that they would take it back without firing a damn shot. And they done ain't fired now a damn shot, but they done took back what white folks took away from, because the Colorados, Los Angeles, Californias, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas, they done took them states back, but they done expanded. Because, see, Mexicans is powerful in